ACMA blocks 7 illegal gambling sites in latest crackdown. Regulator orders ISPs to block 7 unlicensed casino sites. Australia's communications regulator has moved to cut off access to 7 further unlicensed online casino services, asking internet service providers to block the websites for breaching the country's gambling rules. The Australian Communications and Media Authority, ACMA, said the operators ran online casino games in breach of the Interactive Gambling Act 2001 and named the sites involved as Crown Gold, MaxiSpin, CasinoRain.gg, Didabet, LuckyBet, Molina Casino, and Spins of Glory. The ACMA said the action is part of its routine market monitoring and enforcement activity. It warned Australians that even professionally designed offshore casino sites operate outside local law and therefore are unlikely to follow Australian safer gambling standards or guarantee local consumer protections. The regulator reiterated that players who use unlicensed services face an increased risk of losing funds and having limited recourse if problems arise. Enforcement context and industry implications. This latest round brings the total number of illegal gambling and affiliate sites subject to ACMA blocking requests to 1,338 since the regulator issued its first request in November 2019. The authority said that, alongside blocking requests, enforcement tools also include compliance engagement and, where appropriate, referrals to other agencies. Since ACMA's campaign began, roughly 220 illegal services have reportedly withdrawn from the Australian market. The move follows a previous series of blocks that targeted operators such as Slot Lounge, Pokies Pro, Spinit, Betzillo, and FastSpin 99. Industry observers say blocking measures can be effective at disrupting customer flow to offshore operators, but they rarely eliminate the market entirely. Many international operators adapt by changing domains, moving to different hosting providers, or relying on affiliates to funnel traffic. For Australian players and affiliates, the ACMA's sustained activity underlines the growing regulatory scrutiny of the offshore online casino sector. Operators and marketing partners risk enforcement action and reputational harm if they continue to target Australian consumers. The regulator urged people to use licensed, locally regulated operators and to consult ACMA's public guidance for information on identifying illegal services and steps to protect themselves. As the online gambling landscape evolves, the ACMA's approach highlights the tension between internet-level measures and broader policy questions about consumer protection, licensing, and harm minimization. Policy shifts or additional legislative tools would require political and interagency discussion, but for now, blocking remains one of the ACMA's main levers to reduce access to unlicensed casino services in Australia.